than indulge in abstruse intellectual speculation. The Russians found God more accessible through ritual than through study or learning. In Kievan Rus, Orthodox Christianity was a strong civilizing force. Although neither the Old nor the New Testaments were translated into Old Church Slavonic, learned men were expected to study gospel readings and historical chronicles. Somewhat surprisingly, the Orthodox Church did not convert at sword point. This taste for tolerance would serve Russia well. Centuries later, Ivan the Terrible conquered the Kazan and Astrakhan Khanates, but continued to let them practice their Muslim faith and helped assimilate these Muslims into Russian life. Simply put, the Orthodox Church played a strong positive role in Rus life. Yaroslav's grandson, Vladimir Monomakh, was Kievan Rus' last great prince. A man of deep Orthodox faith, he ruled farsightedly and he left the state in good condition. He abolished debt slavery and he lowered the maximum interest rate to a mere 20%. On the other hand, he promoted anti-Semitism by expelling all Jews from his lands. Vladimir's successors can be judged by their nicknames.